Obviously, it was a emphatic win for you in round one over the West Kelowna Warriors, a four-game sweep of the defending national champions, bringing a lot of attention to that series. But if you look into it, was it a bit closer than that four-game sweep when you just look at a couple overtimes in games two and games four as well?
Yeah, I think it definitely felt closer than that. Never felt that we were walking away with it by any means, and in some of those games we had to come from behind, and never felt that we couldn't get there. So lots of different feelings, excuse me, as the game went on and as the series unfolded. But you know, obviously happy with the outcome and happy that it happened as quick as it did. But when you bring yourself back a week ago, it didn't feel too quick to me. That's for sure.
Now you look at games one, you look at games two and games four, some comeback hockey by your team, especially in game four and that seesaw affair in game one. Did you like some resilience, even though you're in the driver's seat in the series, but did you like how your team reacted in some situations coming back and finding a way to win games and win that series that quickly?
Yeah, I do. It's I think it's something that was a question mark with our group throughout the year. There's a lot of one goal losses and a lot of tight ones that didn't go our way. And well, I know looking back at how those games unfolded and what our dressing room was like, what our bench was like, there was never that feeling that this one's slipping away. And there was much more a feeling of how are we going to dictate what happens next. And I think that's got to give credit to the players and the whole group, not just the veterans, but the rookies too. And everyone took a part in those games. And, you know, I really just saw a big step forward and into who the Centennials are as hockey players in the last week, as opposed to the 3 months heading up to it.
V's won the season series, but if you open that up and look at it carefully, a lot of close games. Two went to overtime, and most of the others outside of maybe the first meeting were within two goals or less. Close games there. What do you think about this matchup when you think of the V's in a sense and something from the regular season that might need to change now in the playoffs from your group to kind of turn that tide?
You know, first Penticton is, they'll be better in the playoffs if they can be much better. I'm sure that's what they're striving towards. They're a good team with considerable depth at all the forward positions, the deep position, and obviously starting goaltenders, one of the tops in the league statistically this season. So they're deep from their staff all the way out to, you know, to their crease to the forward group. And you know, that's something that, you know, they were deep in first game of the year, and they'll be deep their first playoff game of the year. And I think that's something that took us time to get to this year. I felt that it was coming, and I felt that, you know, we had it, but I don't think we played like it until the last handful of games for the season on a consistent basis. There was times when we had it, and I think when we play against Penticton, some of our players rise to the top, and that I think as of late we're just a deeper team. So I like the matchup between the two squads that way. I think that the depth is an expectation in Penticton, and the depth of Merritt now is just kind of blossoming and figuring out who we are. So I like the matchup. Obviously, you want to get out of our division. You know, the highway and or the roads, are they go through Penticton, I believe.
And lastly, Joe, you're just talking about depth, and you look at it, both teams boast a lot of depth up front on the blue line. Jacob Berger on top of his game and goal for Merritt. So is that the biggest key going this series, is just those depth contributions?
Yeah, I think on the outside of the playoff series, looking into it, it looks like it is. You know, it's up to, you know, what happens on the ice will change things. But it looks like the depth that, that we have, can help, but do they rise to the occasion or not? We'll find out this weekend. And, you know, for Penticton, it's obviously, a storied franchise, a lot of playoff success. It's no secret when they're recruiting and they're building a team, it's all about, winning the RBC. And, obviously this is just one step in the direction that they need to take. So it's I think two different franchises, but two passionate franchises that, you know, on the ice get the best out of each other. And I think that it's I'm really looking forward to the occasion. You know, it's for me as a coach, this is one of the toughest battles that I'll have to deal with as a head coach going forward. But you know, it's a great learning experience for me, but at the same time, I'm not going out there and expecting anything. Just work as much as I can to get the favorable outcome that we're looking for.